Hi, I'm Tom Onder from Stark & Stark's Creditors Rights Group. Today's podcast concerns the bankruptcy filing by Boscov's Department Store in the United States District Court of Delaware. Specifically, this podcast is going to concern itself with the effects of Boscov's bankruptcy on trade creditors and what trade creditors can do to protect their rights now and to try to get paid for the goods that they've shipped. There have been more than a dozen retail bankruptcy filings in the last year, including Mervyn's LLC, which operates most of its 177 stores in California, Shoe Pavilion Incorporated, Sharper Image, Steve & Barry's, Goody's Family Clothing, and Linens and Things. Whether you're a trade creditor that sells t-shirts, lawn and garden supplies, or furnitures, you need to be diligent to protect your rights within a bankruptcy case. Specifically, there's two things in which trade creditors need to be concerned about immediately upon the bankruptcy filing. The first, which we'll address, is reclamation rights, and the second is really the strategy which you want to think about dealing with the debtor post-petition or post-bankruptcy filing. Reclamation rights for trade creditors really concern the seller's rights to get back some of the goods that they've sold to the debtor. Trade creditors can exercise rights to reclaim goods that they've sold 45 days after the debtor's receipt of goods under Section 546C of the Bankruptcy Code. Prior bankruptcy law limited this period for reclamation to 10 days after receipt of the goods. However, under the new bankruptcy code, this is now increased to 45 days. However, to protect yourself, a written demand must be made for reclamation of the goods not later than 45 days after delivery. Additionally, suppliers, they must move quickly to try to reclaim these rights. If this 45-day period has not expired as the date of the bankruptcy, a supplier is going to have an additional 20 days after the filing of the bankruptcy case to make a written demand for reclamation of these goods. As such, it's very important that you immediately assess the goods that you are still owed money for and make that written demand. A prompt written demand is essential, and having an attorney review with you which items that you can make this demand for is essential for protecting your rights and trying to get paid. In addition to reclamation rights, you also want to be concerned with how you're going to deal with the debtor post-bankruptcy petition. It's important to have an attorney review your current contract with the debtor to see what your rights are. For instance, you can't just immediately stop shipping to the debtor just because they filed for bankruptcy. In another recent bankruptcy case filed by Linens and Things, the debtor just recently was able to get post-petition financing to pay certain trade creditors as they move forward. It's important that if this occurs, that again, you have your attorney review any motions or any orders that affect you and how you're going to get paid post-petition. With the recent downturn in the market, there only looks to be additional retail bankruptcy filings such as Boscov. It's very important that you sit down with an attorney to review issues such as reclamation as well as your strategy post-petition with the debtor at the outset of a bankruptcy case. Although you cannot predict everything that a debtor is going to do, trade creditors should develop a roadmap and also plans of action for what's to happen next. Again, my name is Tom Onder, and if you'd like to learn more about your rights as a supplier when a debtor seeks bankruptcy protection, you can contact me at Stark & Stark in the Bankruptcy and Creditors Rights Group at 609-219-7458 or email me at tonder@stark-stark.com. That's T-O-N-D-E-R @stark-stark.com. Thank you.